Welcome to Session 15, The Healing Power of Meditation and Visualization. According to Voltaire, the art of medicine consists in amusing the patient while nature cures the disease. This session is designed to help you access the natural mechanisms in your body that will heal you. Today, we are going to explore meditation and visualization, not as something simply to amuse you, but to enable your body to activate its natural healing process. You might be thinking, that sounds great, but in our experience, people often say, I have tried meditating, but it doesn't work for me, or I'm no good at visualizing. If you can relate to either of those statements, you're in the right place. Elaine says, I was one of those people too. I would always say I could never do that. I just can't switch off. And as for visualization, I never felt I was doing it right and my mind always wandered. However, if you're as sick and tired of being ill as I was, you, like me, are probably ready to give it your best shot, which is fantastic because learning to meditate will have such an amazing impact on you. Before you know it, you will become a passionate advocate of both meditation and visualization. I had heard about the benefits of meditation, but I thought it was what hippies from the 1960s did. It just didn't seem like something I would ever do. Still, I was prepared to do anything, so I bought a book called Teach Yourself to Meditate by Eric Harrison. It was one of the best things I ever did because my mind was so wired and confused that I didn't think I would ever be able to get it still. I don't sit on a rock cross-legged, but I do go into deep states of relaxation that can clear my mind. In the exercises this week, there are some different ways for you to create deep relaxation in your body and mind. It took a bit of time to get going with my meditation, but the thing that pushed me to persevere with it was when I understood the why and the how of meditation. This made all the difference to me. So, before we get into the how to meditate, let's remind ourselves of the reasons why we need to meditate. Why do we need to relax through meditation? Well, according to Dr. Harrison, who is director of the Perth Meditation Centre in Australia, the benefits are pretty astounding. The benefits of meditation ripple through everything we do. It is to have more energy, to be healthier, to think and work more efficiently, and to enjoy life more. Being relaxed and aware is the mental equivalent of being fit and healthy. He also explains why relaxation is the key to health, and so much of his teaching helps us understand why our bodies break down. He tells us that we can lose our ability to relax effectively after we have experienced a severe crisis in our lives or after years of chronic stress. Think of the amount of people having to take sleeping pills to do something as natural as sleeping. We know that in illness, the system is highly stressed, and we have talked in depth about the toxic effects of cortisol and adrenaline inside the body when stress switch is left on. It's worth reminding ourselves of the impact that has. Cortisol is a stress hormone. The more you have of it, the more stressed you feel, the more susceptible to disease you are, and the faster you age. The digestive and immune system shuts down. Sugar, insulin, and cholesterol are all released into the system. The body then releases endorphins, a chemical that has endogenous opioid, which is present in morphine, methadone, and even heroin. It's also an ingredient of one of the strongest painkillers in the market, the one that relieves cancer pain. Endorphins are a neuropeptide and are known as the body's natural painkiller. They numb pain when we are stressed and give us a natural high. Endorphin highs are addictive. Have you ever heard the term adrenaline junkie? We may feel good when we get that rush, and it's why people get addicted to stress that comes from overdoing things, that gives them that feeling. So, neuropeptides affect emotion, and emotion switches on neuropeptides. It's a two-way street. It's now crystal clear that the way we think and feel causes a cascade of changes in your body. A fatigue illness forces us to rest, and this is when we have to come down from the numbing and drug-like effect of adrenaline and endorphin, and we experience pain. Think about a time before your symptoms. Did this ever happen to you? After being really busy, you stopped and crashed out, only to experience a real low mood and all sorts of aches and pains. So to avoid this, you got into a cycle of avoiding relaxation because of that low mood or downer. This sets up a need to have that fatigue adrenaline fix of activity. Harrison says, rather than wind down, we may prefer to distract ourselves with something stimulating, and this keeps us numb, blocking our emotions and feelings. It allows us to avoid facing up to what isn't right in our life. Stress becomes our armour. We love to be seen as having an energetic way of life, busy, busy, busy. We're upbeat and sparkling when we're tired because we don't want people to know how we really feel. Emotions that we don't feel able to express literally get trapped in ourselves. This is why writing your journal or talking with someone about exactly what is really going on for you will release the stuff that causes pain. When we suppress emotion and keep active to avoid facing it, the chemicals and stress dependency damage us to the point of collapse. As we relax, we come off the self-generated painkillers and stimulants and experience the after effects. Pain, weakness, exhaustion. This is where our multiple symptoms kick in. This is nature rebalancing the system. Trouble is we then fight the process which stops us relaxing and the cycle perpetuates. Relaxation, the opposite of stress and tension, is exactly what we need to reverse the process. The trouble is when we relax, the changes we want happen slowly in tiny, almost imperceptible increments, which is not the quick fix we want. However, meditation can take us to a very deep level of relaxation. So, how do we meditate? The answer is that there are many ways, and that is great news. If you've tried one method and it didn't suit you, then there are lots of others that will. In Kelly's recovery, she tried general meditation, CDs and relaxing music, and deep breathing, but she kept falling asleep. It wasn't the meditation she'd hoped for. But it did give her brain a rest from thoughts like, I wish I felt better. My head hurts. I'm resting, but what's the point? Life sucks. Taking some time out to focus on breathing and trying to avoid those negative thoughts did help her to feel more relaxed and less stressed. But it didn't last long enough. Then she discovered a form of audio technology that induces the brainwave patterns of deep meditation, but in a much faster time frame. It's called HoloSync. When I was researching HoloSync, I learned that it increases happiness and feelings of well-being, dramatically reduces stress and anxiety, generates better and more restful sleep, and a general heightening of mental abilities, creativity, and problem-solving skills. The HoloSync organization promises to help you meditate as deeply as a Zen monk. I was so impressed with the stats about the effects on the body as their tests showed. On average, people listening to the HoloSync soundtrack saw a 46% drop in cortisol production, with 68% of people having reported a positive effect. Some people saw cortisol levels drop by as much as 70 to 80%. These are the exact results we need to reduce inflammation and get the body into a healing state. And it's all down to the effect the sounds have on our brainwaves. There are four levels of brainwaves, and when we understand them, we can see how important it is to access the right one. Beta, 14 to 30 hertz. This is the wave best for concentration, arousal, alertness, and cognition. Higher levels are associated with anxiety, unease, feelings of separation, and the one that comes into play with our fight or flight response. This is the one we get bogged down in the anxiety loop of negative thoughts. Alpha, 8 to 13.9 hertz. This is a relaxation level where we begin to access the unconscious mind. It's here we experience a more relaxed focus, as if in a light trance. This wavelength increases serotonin production. You get into this zone when you're absorbed in a good book or are watching a television show. Alpha is often associated with what is known as super learning, the ability to learn, process, store, and recall large amounts of information quickly and efficiently. Theta, 4 to 7.9 hertz. We are in theta when we're asleep and dreaming, or in REM, rapid eye movement sleep. Theta increases the production of catecholamines, which are vital for our learning and memory and increase creativity. It is during this phase of sleep that we integrate our emotional experiences. We can access this during deep meditation or hypnotic trance, as it gives us access to the unconscious mind. Delta, 1 to 3.9 hertz. Delta is a healing wavelength when we drop into dreamless sleep. The human growth hormone is released, which is responsible for cell renewal and repair. It is so deep that we're in a non-physical state and we lose awareness of our body. Although Kelly personally used HoloSync with incredible results, there are many alternatives like Aura Beats to listen to at bedtime. These technologies can impact the vital component of health, DHEA, which acts as a buffer to stress hormones, and melatonin, which help to create restful sleep. For others, using meditation with a soothing voice like the ones we have within the pathway can create the same impact. Meditation can open us up to access our ability to visualize. Visualizing the way you want things to be gives powerful messages to our body. We have said it before, and we feel it's worth saying again and again, that whatever you think about, you bring about. So, if visualization creates our reality, are you visualizing sickness or wellness? The work of Dr. David Hamilton helps us to understand why the mind affects what's going on in our bodies. In his amazing book, It's the Thought That Counts, Why Mind Over Matter Really Works. Dr. Hamilton explains, visualization, including the feelings associated with the images, inspires genes to switch on, causing the growth of protein and cells. The more you visualize, and the stronger the emotional charge, the more cells you construct. Wow. This means we can choose firsthand what we want our body to do. We can all visualize or think about a special memory or big event in our lives. And how often have you replayed the scenarios in your mind? When you do this, you are literally producing neural connections in your brain. Similarly, genes get switched on and off in response to our repeated visualizations. That is why so many people stay sick. I know how much I focused on every ache, pain, and symptom. I would be invited somewhere and keep imagining that I might be too ill to go. I think I was switching off the healing mechanism without even realizing it. Are you doing that? What's worse is that when we believe that we have unhealthy cells and organs, we're helping to create that in the cell memory. What we have witnessed is when we harness our imagination to visualize being fit and full of vitality over and over again, that recoverer's health starts to come into alignment with those thoughts. It changes the words we say too. You can speak about being on your healing journey rather than focusing on being ill. The combination of reinforcing the belief that you will get well and utter determination and faith in your body to heal, alongside making the step-by-step shifts and changes in your diet and lifestyle, create an environment for good health. Have you heard of miracle cures or spontaneous remission, where we read of cases where people have experienced overnight healing? Dr. Hamilton identifies the link between switching on the gene interleukin-2 which turbocharges the immune system and immediate healing. These exercises today will give you some inspiration on how to create your own personal healing visualization. Get creative. Imagine a shower washing all the pain from your body. Imagine your illness as little gremlins that live in the cells in your muscles. What can you visualize that can eliminate the gremlins and restore healthy, pink, shiny muscles? You will need to repeat this over and over and over again. The great thing is that your body is responding to your every thought, so you can begin today. Meditating to get into a healing state and visualizing to create new healthy cells with no memory of illness. When you are meditating and visualizing, you will get distracted. This is completely normal. A few minutes, a couple of times a day, will build your ability to switch off all of those damaging, stressful thoughts and give your mind and body the space it needs to mend. Eventually, you will get to a point of experiencing deeply relaxed states of consciousness which heal, slow the aging process, and create energy. Here is another amazing thing while we're talking about creating relaxation and healing. Did you know that when you hug someone, the body releases oxytocin, which is a powerful hormone? Ray Sahelian, MD, identifies the benefits and notes oxytocin helps to relax and reduce blood pressure and cortisol levels, increase pain thresholds, has anti-anxiety effects, stimulate various types of positive social interaction, promotes cell growth and healing. With so many benefits, it's easy to see why it's worth investing time to find a way to enter a deeply relaxed state using a method that works for you. So, hugging yourself is important too. Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup. It becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle. It becomes the bottle. You put it into a teapot, and it becomes a teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. Top tips. Top tips this week come from Diane Bennett, renowned co-founder of the Pioneers of Physical Culture. Diane and her late husband have a lifetime experience in bodybuilding and were mentors to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Top tips for healing your body. Remember, life is movement and movement is life. If you are bedbound, do wrist turning and ankle twisting, tightening and release muscles. Visualize your walking. Start walking and remember you are not paralyzed. If you can only do a short walk, then rest and increase it a little each day. Reward yourself with a little treat when you manage it. This will create a positive reinforcement in your brain linked to movement. Top tip for your mind, you can't be happy unless you know what makes you happy. Make a list of what makes you happy and make sure you include those things in your life daily. Top tip for your spirit. Laughter always lifts the spirit. Who is your favourite funny person? Can you have a call with them? Or what's your favourite funny film or comedian? Watch them often to lift your mood. Diane's top tip for your external world. Don't make your illness the centre of your life. It's only a part of your life. Distract yourself with music, speak to others. Fact, when you are not thinking about yourself, pain reduces. Diane's incredible health and vitality has been a source of inspiration and influenced Elaine's recovery today. So we leave you with her favourite mantra from English essayist Joseph Addison, 1672 to 1719. The great essentials to happiness in this life are something to do, something to love, and something to hope for.